The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Up next on The Believer's Walk of Faith.
It's the same God that made you. It's the same God that's creating another part. It's the same God that made you. It's the same God that's going to give you another kidney. It's the same God that made you. It's the same God that's going to create wealth. You got to receive it by faith. This anointing is God's burden-removing, yoke-destroying power. It's the most powerful force in the earth. And it's virtually God himself in that anointed form doing what God wants to do in these last days. And so this Christ in you is a revelation, the hope of glory. Now let's go on over to John chapter 14, please. Over in the Gospel of John chapter 14, we see here where Jesus makes a statement, which we wanted you to not only just, you know, hear one time, but really take this and meditate it. And he says here in verse 10, "Believe thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works." So then we saw in verse 12, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, that he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do because I go to the Father." So he's saying, not only are you going to do what I do, but you're going to do greater. Well, right now I just settle for what he did. Well, if I could do that, because I saw where he stopped a storm. I saw where he cursed a tree and it dried up within 24 hours. I saw where he made the blind to see, the lame to walk. I saw where he even took a man who had been dead 4 days and his body decomposing and brought him back to life. Now, this is the one that says I'm supposed to do that too. Well, what I discovered is a revelation. And I discovered a revelation over in 2 Kings and chapter 2. And in 2 Kings chapter 2, this is when Elijah was about to be taken out of the earth, and Elisha was going to receive that anointing. And he said in verse 12 of chapter 2, "And Elijah saw it, and he cried, My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and he went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had also smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over." A miracle took place. But notice what he asked. Where is the God of Elijah? So now we're discovering that Elijah wasn't doing this. The God of Elijah was doing this. But because of how God set the earth up, let them have dominion. God has to work through a person. Jesus could not come in his Godhead power and work miracles. He had to come as a man. And because he did, God could work through him and do the things that he did. He said, it's not me. It's the Father in me. It's not Elijah. It's the God of Elijah. It's not David. It's the God of David. It's not BW. That's Bill Winston. It's It's a God of Bill Wentz. He can't do this. He didn't know anything about them all. Got it? Now, God says, touch not my anointed, see? And do my prophets what? No harm. Because that's my vessel that I'm using to do what I need to do in these last days. So before, in the Old Testament, the anointing came on the prophets, priests, and kings, and those who were set up for special assignments. Look at Exodus chapter 31 and verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, see, I have called thee by name, Bezaleel, the son of Ur, the son of Uri, the son of Ur, the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works and to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in cutting of the stones and to set them and in carvings of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. Check it out. And I, behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahishama, of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may, what? Make all that I have commanded thee. Notice, they didn't know how to do it. Watch this. God dropped something on them. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, that's no different than Matthew's gospel. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 54. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence has this man this wisdom and what else? Mighty works. See? Now, how does he know so much? How do you think he knew so much? Because he was what? He was anointed. What he said, Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recover of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he closed the book and shut out. The eyes of all them in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. He was saying, I'm anointed. Now, I'm anointed to preach. Now, I was talking about what Jesus said, but I am too. And some, you know, and so we don't have any competition in this. See, because the anointing is the thing that's getting the job done. So as that anointing left in the Old Testament, as the man left in the Old Testament called Elijah, his anointing fell, and that mantle was picked up by Elisha, am I right? And worked for Elisha twice as much as it worked for his predecessor. Why? Because he asked for a double portion. And Jesus said, I'm going to drop my mantle, and you're going to do greater works than I did. Now, it wasn't, I'm telling you now, I notice it's hard. Jesus is called the Messiah. He is the anointed one. But that anointing, he said, is the Father in me. What does he do? He's doing the work. Now, Jesus did most of everything he did with words. All right, let's start right there. Go to Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Underline, created. God is a creator. Now, if I go down to verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Wow. Over all the earth now. Now notice, exact duplicate of kind operate the same way. So God created a creator's being. So if you're not creating, and you will find that when mankind falls into that place of creation, God is just right there. Because we're made to create. Verse 2 of Genesis chapter 1. And the earth was without form and void, darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God, what? Moved upon the face of the waters. What did the Spirit of God do?
Move.
He moved. He's a mover. Now understand that earth was all water, and he was moving over it. And was there any light there?
No.
Nope. It was all dark. Got it?
Yes.
Now, while he was moving, nothing was happening. He was just moving. But look at the next verse. And God said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He said, let there be light. And what happened? There was light. Now, what was the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God moving, waiting on?
The Word.
Then once the Father released the Word, the Holy Spirit or anointing manifests the Word. Because that's what he does. That's his part of the Godhead. Y'all with me? So if I look at this, now watch this. Nothing happened till God said. Look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 6. And God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters. Now watch this. Nothing happened till God said. And anything he wanted to happen, he had to say. Now, what he didn't say is what was. He said what was to be. The word create means bring forth. It's Latin root. But if you look at God, where was light before it was on this planet? It was in God. How did God get it out? He spoke it out. How did he release it? By a word called faith. Now, what is faith? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance. Well, you know, the world was made out of nothing. No, it wasn't. It was made out of something you couldn't see. Now, how do you understand this? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. See, well, by faith, we understand. See, I can sit up and say something. I can sit up and tell you, in 9 months, you're supposed to be a millionaire. Got it? Now you can do something with that. You can say, oh, I don't understand that. I don't believe that. See, you're trying to understand it before you receive it. That's not the way faith works. You got to receive it by faith. The way you're going to get healed in the kingdom is receive it by faith. See, we used to have a song in that Baptist church say, we'll understand it better by and by. See, some of y'all know that. You smile when I tell you. As time goes on, you'll understand it. But when God first said it, you don't understand it. You just receive it. So anything in the book you just receive is true. The things that he's spoken that are true. Now, can we keep going? So, God spoke things, and whatever he spoke became. Because he released it with the substance of called faith. Now, this is the way you're supposed to be. Jesus said, wait a minute. It's not me, it's the Father in me. Come on. He's doing the work. I'm just speaking it. And he's the one that's making it manifest. I mean, how do you think these people got these things? Look at it. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 29. Look at that. And Jesus departed from thence and came into the Sea of Galilee, nigh to the Sea of Galilee. And he went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having those that are lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others. And they cast him down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them. Watch this. Insomuch that the multitudes wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be made whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And what did they do? Now, what happened to the lame? They walk. What happened to the blind? So, what happened to the maimed? They were made whole. Am I right about it? Wait a minute here. That means they didn't have a part, and somehow they got a part. Because somebody created something. See, it's the same God that made you. It's the same God that's creating another part. It's the same God that made you. It's the same God that's going to give you another kidney. It's the same God that made you. It's the same God that's going to create wealth.
Amen. Amen.
Now, what's missing? The substance. The substance is missing. All right, let's show you how the lady got the substance. Look at Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Now, see, somebody might look at this and say, well, I don't know about all of that. I can tell you that that's why you are where you are. See? Because the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is it. I can tell you what you're thinking by looking at what's in your life. Come on, your car note, two notes behind. And I can tell you what you're thinking. You're thinking poverty. I got to buy everything by debt. I can tell you what you're thinking. You're thinking debt. I catch the flu every year. I tell you what you're thinking. You're thinking flu every year. See, you've been redeemed from flu. So now I got to get you to thinking something different. See, words are most powerful, but thoughts are the most powerful. Because it's through thoughts do you get your words. So if I can somehow affect your thinking, I can affect your words. And if God can affect your words, you can have what you say. He didn't say you have what you think. He said you have what you say. All right, now look what it says here in Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Are y'all with me so far? Now, the only thing I'm doing with this is I'm trying to get you. My wife asked me the other day. She said, sweetheart, what do you like best? You like to preach or fly? Now, I have a commercial pilot's license and so forth, and I flew in the military for years and so forth. So, do you like to preach or like to fly? Because flying is just a wonderful thing. And I said, let me think about that. See, some people answered real quick, you know, trying to be smart. But I think. And I took a day to think about it. I said, it's not preaching I like. It's setting the captives free that I like. It's after I have preached, somebody broke the power of debt over their lives. Are y'all with me here? That just thrills me. All right, look what it said. Verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had was nothing better but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Wow. Now look at that same verse in the Amplified Translation. Now, I've shown you this before, but I'm going somewhere. For she kept saying, wow. Now that's like a lie. If you tell yourself a lie long enough, one day you're going to say, let me see, was that true? I believe that was true. That was a lie. Why? Because you were never made to say what you didn't want.
Amen.
See, you weren't designed that way. You were designed to say truth. You were designed to say things of God. And so now, because of the curse, we lost track of the tongue. And so now mankind is saying some stuff. But look what happened to this woman. She was nothing better, but she grew worse. Am I right about it? She heard about Jesus. So, what was she doing? Continuing to say. She was building another image. Now, do you remember when they came out of Egypt into the wilderness? Moses went up into the mountain and stayed. And next thing you know, they built a calf. Question, how did they know how the calf looked? Where did they get that image from? Got it from Egypt. See, we got flu from Egypt. We got debt from Egypt. We got debt. So the next thing we have to do is get the word of the kingdom and destroy the image. See, you will always follow the image. So we got to destroy that image. So she kept saying, and as you keep saying, you keep whittling away at that image. The sower sows what? The word. On down in there, he said, take heed what you hear. See, don't let Bill Winston tell you something, then you go and Big Mama tell you something totally different. If Big Mama didn't get it from this Bible here, then Big Mama is telling you what Big Mama, you know, the Spirit. See, God is not a healer because you got healed. God is a healer if you don't ever get healed. Are y'all following the same? Can I show you something? And this is something you should write down. God is good. And God heals all the time. They said, hey, soon 2 years said, hey, Jesus, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy. He's grievously tormented. Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. He didn't say, well, okay, what has he got? Did he go over there to Rush? And did they check it out? What did they say? He didn't say none of that. Because the anointing doesn't care what you got. It doesn't care what you got. The centurion said this, you don't need to come. Don't come to the house. I got the kind of faith that if you speak words from right here, he's healed because the Holy Ghost is all over the earth. Are y'all with me? Here's one thing. I want you to get this, and I want you to write this down. God never blesses any man or woman beyond his mental capacity. Now you might get somebody else to pray for you and so forth, but I'm talking about for him to work through you for you. I'll tell you who said that. Profound. Bishop David Oyedepo. Very accurate. Never does. That's why, when I get to it, hopefully I can get to it today, he's going to empower you mentally.
Yes.
Look what he says in Isaiah. I'm still at Mark chapter 5, but Isaiah 55 and verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Watch this. Neither are what? Your ways my ways. You can't be timid, because if you're timid, you're fearful. And if you're fearful, you're not receiving what I'm saying. You got to be just crazy. And when I say that, I mean crazy faith. I mean, you got to stop coming under timid mess. Well, I might say the wrong thing. See, you've been beat down, and now you're going to be lifted up. And when you say things, you got to remember that most of it's going to come out of your spirit. Not going to come out of what you can reason. So get accustomed to letting it out. If it's wrong, somebody said, well, you're wrong. Well, thank you. I tried. Praise God. It's going to be. But you can't walk around in this attitude of condemnation and fear and what they think about me and whether I'm going to say the right thing. Blurt the thing out. Let it come out. All right, now, where was I? Okay, put that scripture back up there again. Now, I want you to see this. Now, I said something that David Oyedepo said, Bishop Oyedepo. Now, what did I say he said? Beyond your what? Mental capacity. And you look at 1 Chronicles chapter 4, and I think it's verse 9, you'll see the prayer of Jabez. And Jabez prayed a prayer that God will enlarge his mental capacity to receive what God wants him to receive to do God's work. So God empowers you mentally to receive his revelation. Man, I'm preaching better you say that. See, God wants to do much more than your mind can handle. Amen. But he's not doing much more than your mind can handle if you've got the mind of Christ. Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. Say, I have the mind of Christ. And he showed Joseph a picture of him ruling the world. How did Joseph have to receive it? Did he end up there? Because you will always end up where you believe. He didn't try to figure it out. He just received it. And his mistake was he told it to his brothers. And that was that whole thing was a lesson in leadership. Because his father should have received it. His father should have received that God was talking to him. And then if his father would have received God talking to him, his father would never have ended up having to go to Egypt to get some food. His father would have been some food supply for the world. But because they wouldn't receive Joseph, God shipped Joseph out. Oh, he went by chains, but he came by chains into a place where he now had an environment that was going to stimulate that anointing to bring forth the most powerful economy that the world has ever seen. Now, I'm telling you, I know you came over here in chains, but there's something good about to happen to you. I said, there's something good. All right. Now, are you with me here? My thoughts are not your thoughts. Think your ways my ways, says the Lord. Now, watch this. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways and your ways and my thoughts and your thoughts. See, God often gives you thought, and if your capacity is not there, you will either shrug that off, you know, say, hey, good, good. No, or whatever it is, but you won't contain it. You won't receive it. You follow what I'm saying? But look at the next verse. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither with water to the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Watch this. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Watch this. It shall not return to me void. But it shall what? Accomplish that which I please, and it shall what? Prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
All right, let's go back to that woman. Now, this is, we're going to finish up that and we'll go to something else. But you're with me so far.
Yes.
Now, what am I saying now? Where is Christ?
In me.
In me. Say, in me.
In me.
God is in me now.
Yes.
Say it, say it.
God is in me now.
Right now.
Right now.
God is in me.
God is in me.
And greater is he that is in me
than he that is in the world.
I don't run from problems.
I run to them.
Because the problem solver is in me. Y'all got that? What do I have to have? Confidence in the anointing. See, I got to have confidence that if I say it, the anointing is going to bring it to pass. If I'm in the situation, the anointing is going to tell me what to do. You've never been in that situation before, but the anointing will tell you what to do. And often the anointing of God will lead you into a place where you can't do it yourself. Look at Gideon. Here's Gideon, and Gideon in Judges chapter 7. What did Gideon do? God said, okay, get an army, and I'm going to get you to set Israel free. How many soldiers did Gideon pick? 32,000. What did God tell Gideon about that many soldiers? You got too many for who? For me. This is God in you. See, he never intended, because if you got 32, the anointing won't trigger. Because you have confidence in yourself. You've got to have a position where you get confidence only in the anointing. And that only usually happens with the impossible. Boy, I'm preaching. You to say, I'll be out of debt by this time next month. He wants you to say, I'm talking about house debt, everything, because you're given the anointing room. Praise God. God has a million ways to get you out of debt. Watch this, in 5 days. What Jesus was talking. Look what he said. Here up there in the middle of nowhere. And this is what he said. They said, send him away now. Night is coming. And they're going to need some food. Let them buy some victuals. He said, no, they don't need to go anywhere. You feed them. Right there, they're looking at each other. See? What are they not looking at? The anointing. And then one of them said, hey, well, there's a guy here who's got two fish. This little boy got two fish and five loaves. But what is that among so many? Jesus, that's enough. That's enough. Because the anointing will take what you've got. Watch this. And multiply it to fix what's needed. Boy, that's good preaching right there. How many soldiers did he have Gideon to get down to? 300 to fight a huge army.
Yes.
How many men did Abram take to defeat the enemy to get Lot back with all of his stuff? 318 men.
Ooh.
How many people did David use to slay Goliath?
One.
How many people did God use to get Israel set free when Esther was a queen in that kingdom, and Israel now had, they had put out a thing of killing all the Jews. How many people did God use to turn around the whole laws of the land? One. because you and God are the majority. You and God are it. And God, the Bible says, is the judge. Isaiah 33 and 22. God is the judge. Now, why is God the judge? Because only he decides who wins or who loses. Watch this. Not your opponent. Not your opponent. I don't care what you're up against, whether you're up against an army or a gang. If you got the greater one in you and you know who he is and how to make that and release that anointing, my friends, they are defeated. They will be wiped out just like any king, just like any pharaoh, just like doesn't make any difference. And I'm telling you, the problem has been our knowledge of the anointing. What he says in Isaiah 5 and verse 13. He said, therefore, my people are gone into what? Captivity, because they have no knowledge, revelation of the anointing. First Samuel chapter 2 and verse 9, please. He said this, he will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. He don't want you to get credit for your strength. Well, I've been to Harvard. That's good for you. But no man's going to take credit in what God's going to do. Are y'all with me? Now, this is good preaching here. This is what you need to hear, and you need to make up your mind right now. Wait a minute. I got to receive this thing. Because this greater one is inside of me right here. And don't be concerned if your cousin don't want to hear this. Your cousin may be faking his salvation. I don't know where that came from, but that's... I'm just saying, if you say this is your benefit, this is your privilege, this is what God's called you to do, and he said, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father. Folks, it's time to lift up Jesus. It's time for people to see who God really is. Come on, your God is a big God. He's bigger than Buddha. He's bigger than Muhammad. He's bigger than any kind of Eastern God. He's the God of gods. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. And give him a shout. All right, sit down. Now, let's just cover this last piece. Now, look at Revelation chapter 21. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Wow. I'm making all things new. See, when you create... you can make all things new. First, 2 Kings chapter 5. Now, I've gone through this before, but I'm walking through it now so that you can grab some of this here. This is a man named Naaman, and how Naaman had leprosy. And he goes and seeks the prophet. The prophet is the anointed. And so now the anointing is going to give him an answer to fix his leprosy. Get it? And the anointing doesn't need treatments. That comes from human reason and a human system. The anointing needs one thing, the anointing. Because it is God. Right? Now look what it says. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much, Father, then, when he saith unto thee, wash and be clean? Well, what the prophet told him, go wash, go down there in the Jordan there and dip. Well, the Jordan was muddy. And he said, wait a minute, in this stream over here clean? Why can't I dip there? Yeah. Prophet said, no, I want you to go dip over here. Now, what do you think would happen if you went over there to the stream?
Yeah.
Nothing. Because you didn't obey the anointing.
Exactly.
He said, now go on over here. So he went over there, decided to go over there and start dipping. Now, his men were watching him. So one of the things God had to get out of the way was pride.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised, people who have accomplished a lot are full of pride, too.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying all of them, but you got to watch that, because it'll keep you from getting down to the place where you can receive from God. Because for Jesus, every knee got to bow. Then went he down and dipped seven times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child. God makes all things new. Okay? So what we left it last time is in your own body. If the anointing can be in Jesus and he get the woman healed of something the doctor said she couldn't get healed of, if Jesus is in you, why can't you get you healed? You follow what I'm saying? I'll tell you why, because it hadn't been taught. And because it hadn't been taught, people haven't believed it. And because they haven't believed it, they won't receive it.
Amen.
But now it's being taught.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
And so he said over in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, and remember, you can speak words, but you got to have them full of what?
Faith.
See, if you haven't developed faith inside, then the Holy Spirit is not authorized to make that manifest. So you got to take time and develop it by faith. That's okay. Just take a little time, develop by faith. We used to these quick burgers, you know what I mean? Yeah, drive through, you know. This ain't no drive by. This is something you got to take this and meditate this stuff. And come on, build the image on the inside. But whatever you can build is what he will manifest. So build it up. Build that house. Come on, build that new car. Build that debt-free status. Watch this. Build them relatives saved. Build that good marriage. You build it, he will manifest. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Now, let's try the Amplified translation. If the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwelt in you, then he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead, will also restore to life your mortal, come on, short-lived, perishable bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. How many of you know that when Jesus was on that cross, they really beat him? I mean, before he went up there and so forth. How many of you know that? How many of you know when he came out of that tomb, you didn't have anything that was evidence that he was on the cross except the hole in his hand and the hole in his side? Wait. The rest of him was like new. And that's what Satan fights, is the bodily resurrection. That's what he's fighting right there. No. Jesus went back to that tomb and slipped on that body. And it became new. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Now, what keeps that spirit or the anointing from flowing into that kidney and getting it healed? 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul. We have to prosper our soul.
As a child of God, you are made in his image. You are redeemed. By his stripes you are healed. By his blood you are forgiven. and through his anointing, you are victorious. Are you ready to walk, live, and reign in Christ? Are you ready to find success, revelation, and opportunity? Your time is right now to walk in greater works. Call us right now at 1-800-711-9327 or go online to billwinston.org to receive your very own copy of the message series, The Greater Works. In this anointed four-disc teaching, Dr. Bill Winston equips you with the knowledge and understanding of your unlimited potential through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Learn how to place a demand on the anointing for wisdom, success, and protection, and so much more. Want more material to grow your faith? Order Manifesting the Kingdom Bundle, which includes the Greater Work series and the Kingdom of God in You book. In this powerful book, Dr. Winston reveals the power of the Kingdom of God resident inside you. With the faith of a mustard seed, you can unleash God's provision and power in your life. Call right now, 1-800-711-9327, or online at billwinston.org and order the Greater Work series or Manifesting the Kingdom Bundle today.
Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443 or submit your prayer request online at billwinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this prayer call center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you.
The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independent of this world system and have dominion over it. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.